Here we are in the nation's capital, and a bear has been roaming the streets. Okay, not literally. That's just how President Obama has been describing his recent efforts to break free from the White House security bubble. He's been going out on strolls, like real bears, often in search of food. Here's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
Yesterday, a bear was spotted near the National Zoo, wearing sunglasses and walking on Calvert Street with four people who had been attending the White House Summit on Working Families. It seems the bear was hungry. He later bragged about his adventure.
I just walked over to Chipotle's for lunch. I caused a lot of havoc, as you might expect. It had been a while since I had the burrito bowl, and it was good.
In the life of a president, walking down the street and eating fast casual Mexican food brings a tiny taste of normalcy. It's something Obama has sought out increasingly in recent weeks. The bear first appeared in late May. Instead of taking a motorcade the half mile from the White House to the Interior Department for an event, President Obama walked.
Hello, guys. How are you, sir? Nice to see you. It's good to be out. I bet. The bear is loose.
That loud noise you hear in the background of this White House video is camera shutters. Obama wasn't truly free to roam. He had his Secret Service detail and a handful of reporters tagging along. But he was still able to surprise some unsuspecting tourists.
I'm here and I'm so excited.
See you. Well, give me a hug. I'm glad you're excited.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Can I get a picture?
Yes, you
oh
can.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the best day of my life.
You got to get in there,
Ryan. Come on, Ryan.
Come on.
Oh, Pat, do you want one, too?
Come on, Pat. He'll take it.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's going to think you're like wax.
As the video continues, it is clear Obama is having fun. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
One of the things that this president misses the most is the ability to walk down the street and talk to people. That's particularly important to him because he is sitting in the Oval Office right up that hallway, making the kinds of decisions that he knows have a substantial impact on the daily lives of Americans.
It seems the president enjoyed that walk so much, he wanted to do it again. So a couple of weeks later, the bear really broke free and snuck away from the press pool with his chief of staff to hit a nearby Starbucks.
What'd you get to drink, Mr. President? What'd you get to drink?
Hot tea. Nothing too adventurous. The real adventure was just walking briefly out of the spotlight.
Guys, you gotta give me a little space, though. Come on. The whole point was not to move him up a little further.
I'm sure the Secret Service is not happy when he says, I'm walking, I'm not going to take the motorcade.
Ken Walsh is the chief White House correspondent at U.S. News and World Report and the author of a book called Prisoners of the White House. It's about presidents.
So the president has to really insist. It's sort of good for his mental health, I think, to do that.
And Walsh says Obama is far from the first president to feel the itch to get out.
Harry Truman called it the Great White Jail. Bill Clinton called the White House the crown jewel in the federal penitentiary system. And presidents tend to really, in very short order, get claustrophobic, they get resentful.
Where will Bear Obama go next? No one knows, but there's an anonymous Twitter handle following his every bear-like move. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.